In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joy to come and be with you today once more. I have already spoken to you many times before on how in this particular apostolate, the thing which must mark us is that of what John speaks here within this passage. He's continuing John 15, which is that passage connected to, I'm the vine, you are the branches. And so to remain firmly rooted in God himself. And so he speaks here of something called joy. Joy must be the gift which marks us within our apostolate. But you remember what joy is. What is joy the product of? How does one attain joy? To be in this apostolate, you better not be here if you don't have joy. Because you're going to drive people away. And only joy draws souls to God. How does one have joy? I don't remember, so we probably got to say it again, right? There we go. There we go. It's the second fruit of the Holy Spirit, right? And they're in order for a reason. In order for a reason. Love. That's why he starts us out with the beginning there. He says, as the Father loves me, so I love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. So how does God say that we are to demonstrate our love for him? He says, if you do not obey my commandments, you do not love me. And so obeying his commandments helps us to recognize his love within us and to say yes to his love, to receive the love that he gives us, and then remaining in that love, recognizing that we are incredibly loved by God because we know what his commandments are and are therefore able to follow him. That's not your doing. That's not my doing. That's God's doing, that you even know what his commandments are. And once you recognize how loved you are by having received these things which you are now able to be obedient to, then you're able to have joy. Joy is the product of knowing how deeply it is that you're loved by God. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta says it this way. She says, joy is this. She says, joy is prayer. It's the sign of our generosity, selflessness, and close and continual union with God. Everything in eyes, face, action, that joy must be seen. When you are full of joy, you move faster, and you want to go about doing good to everyone. Joy is the sign of union with God, of God's presence. She continues on and says, joy is love. A joyful heart is a normal result of a heart burning with love. For she gives most who gives with joy. And God loves a cheerful giver, as it says in 2 Corinthians 9:7. Then she remains a little anecdote which you may know well. A man came from a certain place and went straight into the woman's ward. And there was a sister there attending to a patient who just came in. She must have had joy upon her face. This man came in and said, I came here empty, and now I go away, full of God. I saw the love of God in that sister. She may be never even realizing that the man was looking at her. This is something from the life of St. Mother Teresa, the life of her work, of her sisters, ministering in a woman's ward for those who are struggling with difficulties as women. The same must be said here when they enter into this ward, particularly for women. That just walking in, seeing the way in which you do it, even a bystander unknown to you, someone waiting in the waiting room, as it were, seeing the way in which you work with somebody says, I've seen God. I came in here empty. I go away full of God because I saw the love of God in this sister. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.